Welcome to Stand in the Gap Today with Sam Rohr, Gary Dahl, and David Kistler of the American Pastors Network, addressing the most critical issues impacting our culture from a biblical and constitutional perspective. Learn more about the work of the American Pastors Network at AmericanPastorsNetwork.net.
Well, good Friday to each and every one of you, wherever you might be out there in Stand in the Gap territory. What a joy it is to be able to come to you on this another day from the studios here of the American Pastors Network as we talk to you about the various issues that are out there in front of us today in the United States of America and the world. And along with Dave Kistler and Sam Rohr, I'm Gary Dahl. And Sam, we are delighted to have you back from assignment. Brother, are you going to turn that assignment into Dave and I so that we can correct it and check it for you?
Well, only if you promise to give a good grade. You know what? Since I have an option, yes. You know, but the assignment was good, Gary. And I don't know if you did. You actually tell the people where I was?
No.
Okay. I'll tell the people where I was. This was my 38th wedding anniversary, and my wife, the last couple of days, she and I were away, which is something that we need to do. It's been a long time. And so that's where we were, and I tried not to do any work and think about this program. But I have to tell you, I did think about the program, and I did think about the guest that you had on and wished I was a part of it.
Well, where did you really go?
We went down to Delaware.
Joe Biden, you and Joe Biden.
Well,
over the weekend.
Well, he wasn't there,
okay.
So we didn't look for him very long, frankly.
How disappointing! Anyway, we are delighted to have you back, and ladies and gentlemen, this of course is Phone In Friday, which means we will be taking your phone calls. If you'd like to participate, the number to use is 1-877-667-1180. That is, if you are in the Philadelphia area. Then toll free 1-610-539-8255, 610-539-8255. We would encourage you to call us if you would like to participate in our discussion. And then, of course, don't ever hesitate to go to our Stand in the Gap radio site, which is www.standinthegapradio.com. But anyway, those phone numbers, 1-877-667-1180, or local number in the Philadelphia area is 610-539-8255. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there is a lot going on in the world today, and maybe that's all because of the fact that Sam was on a two-day anniversary trip for his 38th anniversary. And, of course, we extend congratulatory remarks to you, Sam, and to your wife, Ruth Ann. But today is also an anniversary of sorts because after over 50 years, the Cuban embassy once again reopens down in Havana, Cuba. Secretary of State John Kerry marked the historic reopening of the United States embassy in Havana after a half-century-long freeze amid lingering tensions between the two countries and deep concern among anti-Castro lawmakers in Washington. John Kerry said, and I quote, "There will be hiccups along the way, but things will work out." I'm sure, ladies and gentlemen, there will be a lot of hiccups along the way. Kerry's visit to Cuba today was the first by a United States Secretary of State since 1945. And in an address outside the embassy, fragments of which were delivered in Spanish, I wonder which ones were not delivered in Spanish and what they actually said in Spanish. Anyway, Kerry called for, quote, "pushing aside old barriers and exploring new possibilities." He went on to say, "having normal relations makes it easier to talk, and talk can deepen understanding even when we know full well we will not see eye to eye on everything." But you know, not everybody in Washington is happy, Sam and Dave. Even Senator Bob Menendez, who, of course, is Democratic, he said, and I quote, "This is a one-sided deal that is a win for the Cuban regime and loss for the Cuban people." He went on to say the United States Embassy in Havana will be a hollow one. It will be diplomacy for show, not in practice. The United States flag should only fly in Cuba when the island is free when dissent is embraced and when democracy is restored. That's from a Democratic senator, Robert Menendez. In addition to that, Marco Rubio basically slammed the Obama administration's outreach to Iran and Cuba. He said the deals with both countries represent the convergence of nearly every flawed strategic, moral, and economic notion that has driven President Obama's foreign policy. Wow. Sam, where is this all taking us?
Gary, it's taking us to an increased, diminished role for the United States in the eyes of all of our friends around the world because this arrangement there in Cuba is just like, in many respects, the Iran deal, and this insistence of this administration to recognize, as he said, form over substance is doing nothing to advance those who are seeking freedom in these countries. It's doing everything to enhance the tyranny imposed by those in current leadership who have refused to consider any kind of God-given rights, let alone any kind of constitutional rights ascribed to their people. This is a failure, and I agree with Congressman Menendez completely.
And Dave, you know, it's interesting, and we were talking about this before we went on the air, that President Obama said that he would be moving to empower the Cuban people by loosening the United States trade embargo on Cuba through a series of executive actions that will make it easier for American citizens to travel to Cuba and for trade to continue. What do you think some of those executive actions may be?
Gary, I have no idea what those executive actions will be, but they will do nothing to help the Cuban people. They will enrich the pockets of those that are in the Cuban government, which is a totalitarian regime. It will absolutely do nothing to help the Cuban people. It's a smokescreen. And gentlemen, what is so tragic about this is the fact that Obama once again is illustrating his commitment to the enemies of the United States, to the enemies of freedom, while doing everything seemingly in his power to alienate the real friends of the United States. And I'm speaking about nations like Israel that have been our friend for decades. He is doing everything he can to alienate them. And gentlemen, I don't know if you heard this as well. In fact, I think Marco Rubio noted it today when he was talking about this, that already the leadership there in Cuba, the Castros, have said the United States ought to pay them reparations for all these 50 years that their economy has been hurt by the incredible sanctions and the position the United States has taken for the last half century toward Cuba. We ought to pay them for what those sanctions and what our policies have done to them. Does that sound like there's any change whatsoever in the hearts and minds of those in leadership in Cuba? There is no change whatsoever. So we are rewarding in the worst way, rewarding behavior that has imprisoned and incarcerated and demeaned the Cuban people. Nothing has changed whatsoever, and this president is honoring that.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to participate in this program and tell us what you think about these Cuba relations that are taking place, give us a call, 1-877-667-1180, or in the local Philadelphia area, 610-539-8255. We will be back with more Stand in the Gap today from the American Pastors Network right after these messages. So don't go away. We can't wait to hear from you. Give us a call.
I'm Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network. If you're a parent or grandparent and want to help bring spiritual renewal to America, here's where you should start, with your children and grandchildren. Our children need a godly education, one that mirrors the Christian values embraced by our founders and taught in the home by many of you. BJU Press, the Christian homeschool curriculum leader, makes homeschooling fun and exciting. Exceeding all national standards, BJU Press textbooks are accurate, dependable, and well-researched. They're designed to promote excellence for everyone. every child and are adaptable to different learning styles and challenges. Carefully integrating a true biblical worldview throughout BJU Press textbooks set the standard for academic instruction. That's why I so strongly endorse BJU Press textbooks and encourage their use by homeschoolers and Christian schools alike. If you're a parent and want to find out more, visit BJU Press online at bjupresshomeschool.com or by calling 800-845-5731. That's bjupresshomeschool.com.
Deer might be fun to look at, but they can rub the bark off your trees overnight, creating thousands of dollars in damage. Ordinary tree wraps or stormwater pipe can't stand up to deer when they're rutting or in heat. Hi, I'm Jim Saunders, the creator of Tree Armor, the world's first and only spring-loaded tree guard. Tree Armor stands up to any buck, protecting young trees up to 4 inches thick from deer rubbing as well as power tools. It's infused with a natural cayenne pepper scent that repels deer before they can do damage to your trees. It's brown and almost invisible from a short distance, and Tree Armor is the only tree guard made in America, using only EPA-approved vinyl, free of lead and heavy metals found in other imported products. Tree Armor is not available in stores, but you can buy it from the manufacturer at a huge discount. Go to our website, mytreearmor.com, and buy as many as you need from about $3 each. We even pay the postage. That's mytreearmor.com to protect your trees.
Hey, everybody, this is Laura Ingram. I want to remind you that freedom of speech is not free. Courageous radio stations like this one need your advertising dollars to pay their bills and be able to bring you my show. Talk radio is America's immune system, but it needs your support. If you're a business, it makes sense for you to advertise with this station. Here's the good news. According to Talkers Magazine, ads airing on talk stations like this one generate 2 to 3 times the response from customers than other radio forums. Formats would generate. Well, why is that? Because talk radio listeners support with their dollars the advertisers that support the shows that they love. If you're a business and you want to grow, advertise on this station. And if you're a listener, of course, do business with the businesses that advertise in my show and on others on this station.
For more information on how you can advertise your business on News Talk 1180 WFYL, call 610-539-TALK, 610-539-TALK, to protect freedom of speech. God bless America.
Hey, Grandma, can you help me with my Common Core lesson on the Constitution? But the only part we're reading in 8th grade is the preamble and the First Amendment. I wonder when we'll get to study the rest of it. Didn't you say our founding fathers were wise patriots and wrote the Constitution and the Bill of Rights to protect our freedom? This Common Core book we're reading says our founding fathers were racist and they didn't think women or blacks should ever be allowed to vote. She says, we the people, didn't really mean you and me, but some rich white guys. That just makes me feel terrible about our country. We need to change things.
Oh, honey, that's not true at all. Our country is the greatest country the world has ever seen, and our founding fathers worked hard to be fair to everyone. I'm going to call our school board and our state board of education and ask why they allow Common Core and this book in your school.
Call your representatives now and ask them to stop Common Core and restore local control. Pennsylvanians Against Common Core brought you this message. Go to nopacommoncore.com or call 484-678-2236.
You're listening to Stand in the Gap Today, the daily radio program of the American Pastors Network. For more information, visit the APN website, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and walk through the resource library to find over 500 separate resources with more added every week. Our resource library is a collection of biblical worldview resources categorized according to selected topics like abortion, marriage, the Constitution, evolution and creation, and much more. The resource library is free to use and designed for pastors or anyone who wants to find the very best materials available to more effectively relate biblical truth on a full range of issues facing the culture. Again, visit the website today, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and find out how you can help reverse cultural decline, equipped with the best resources available. And now, let's rejoin the American Pastors Network and stand in the gap today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Stand in the Gap Today from the American Pastors Network. Our number, if you'd like to participate in our conversation, is toll-free, 1-877-667-1180. Or in the local area down there around Philadelphia, it is 610-539-8255 if you would like to participate with us here by way of your phone call this afternoon. I encourage you to go to our Stand in the Gap radio website, which is www.standinthegapradio.com. And by going there, you can learn more about us. And, of course, you could even correspond with us there. That's www.standinthegapradio.com. Well, we could say an awful lot about the Cuban situation. And, you know, I can remember very well the Cuban crisis and growing up in those days when we were all living in fear for Cuba. One of the things I've often said to my wife is that when they show pictures of Cuba, you see old 1955 Fords and 1956 Chevrolets, and they're in pretty good shape. And so I think that even though Cuban folks may not have a whole lot of things down there, David and Sam, they must be good mechanics and good body workers because it looks like they're keeping their cars up date. But anyway, we'll be following this for you, ladies and gentlemen, on how things develop down there in Cuba. Something we're very, very concerned about, something that we wish here at APN would not even be taking place right now because the Cuban people are not going to benefit from this. But we do want to shift gears a little bit and talk about something that many people deny, and that's the idea that there seems to be a war on Christianity going on in the United States of America, where there are many, many people who are trying to really just purge Christians from society. And there are a number of illustrations that we have that we would like to talk about today. One of the illustrations comes from Chaplain David Wells, who, of course, is out of Kentucky, excuse me, and he has been working with in juvenile justice for about 13 years down there, and he's recently been told that he could either sign a state-mandated document promising to never tell inmates that homosexuality is sinful or else surrender his credentials. Well, Chaplain Wells did not sign the document, and thus he had his credentials revoked by the Kentucky Department of Juvenile Justice after, as I said, 13 years of ministry there. And here is what they said. That is, Superintendent Gene Wade said this, and I quote, "We sincerely appreciate your years of service and dedication to the youth served by this facility. However, due to your decision," now listen to this, ladies and gentlemen, "based on your religious convictions that you cannot comply with the requirement outlined in DJJ Policy 912, Section 4, Paragraph H, regarding the treatment of LGBTQI youth, I must terminate your involvement as a religious volunteer," end quote. Now, Todd Starnes of Fox News actually wrote an article on this, and Sam, you were quoted in that article, and I'm just wondering what your thoughts on this. I mean, this truly is an example of religious discrimination, is it not?
Gary, I think without a question, and that's what I said in that article and in release that we sent out, that under no circumstance should this event in Texas be taken as an exception to the rule.
I'm sorry.
It is but a continuation and another evidence of the broad-based effect that I believe is there to purge. I think I use that word very carefully, purge all vestiges of moral truth, which obviously comes right down to biblical truth, from our culture. And in this case, we've talked a lot about it on the Supreme Court ruling. It certainly gives another oomph underneath of all of this, and I guess a further aggressiveness to this action. But it's occurring across the country, Gary, and it comes down to the very heart of the issue that in a postmodern culture in which we live, we're in this nation, that at the very top, from Washington, from the courts, across the board, we have rejected God, we have thrown off biblical truth, and this is another action of a godless government stepping in and saying, we don't want anybody to raise this word called sin, because we have to deal with it. This is something now that I think that, you know, we need to stand up and watch and be alert across the country, because, Gary, it is coming.
And Sam, it's not just a godless government; it's an intrusive, godless government. Because in this, the other
no,
situation,
right,
The other situation where the gentleman who's the cake baker, Gary, I think you're going to bring him up, Jack Phillips of Masterpiece Cake Shop, who refused to bake a cake for a gay wedding. He was not only told in Colorado that you have to bake cakes for gay couples, you must keep, listen to this, gentlemen, you must keep your current employees, and they must comply and be willing to bake cakes for gay weddings as well. What happened is Mr. Phillips has an 88-year-old mother who was working for him, and whenever Colorado said, you've got to bake these cakes, his mother said, well, I'll just retire. They said, no, you've got to keep her on in your employment. She must make these cakes. It's almost, Sam, as you said, an attempt to punish those that have a biblical foundation to their belief. They have a biblical worldview, and then purge from them personally any biblical thinking that they might have. And if they will not reject that thinking, then they have to be punished. So it's a godless government, but it's an intrusive godless government.
I would agree, Dave.
Let me just mention the third item here, and then of course we can discuss it in more detail. Not only do we have the matter with Chaplain David Wells and the baker Jack Phillips, but it is also just coming to light that down in Belen, New Mexico, and Belen is a town that really is named after Bethlehem over, of course, in the Middle East. They have for many, many years had a nativity scene up as a symbol of what their town stands for. Well, the Freedom From Religion wants the nativity scene to be taken down. This has been a part of that history of that town, as I said, for many, many years. And the mayor, however, is taking a very strong stand, which I know we all appreciate. He says this scene, this nativity scene, is going to stay. He says we are going to do all that is needed to keep it. And I'm glad that he's doing that because, you know, there have been other situations where the Freedom From Religion Foundation has done everything that they can to take the Ten Commandments away from public schools and what have you, and folks have backed down. I'm very, very glad to see that this mayor of Belen, New Mexico, and the people there are not going to back down. But all of these three things indicate to us that there really is a war on Christianity in America today. And yet, Sam, there are many, many people who deny it. It can't be denied when you just, it cannot be denied when you just look around and see what's taking place in the country today.
No, Gary, that's exactly correct. And that's why we on this program and have tried to say, wake up, wake up, wake up. These things that we are bringing forth are not sideshow events. These are things that are being reflective of the very culture in the very system of law or lawlessness in this country. And God's people, all of those who appreciate living in freedom and having the protection for religious freedom and all that we have, they had better quit sticking their heads in the sand. This is aggressive. This is arrogant. And as Dave said, this as example out there in Colorado, I mean, what I mean to say to somebody, you not only have to abide by what we say yourself, but you cannot even allow an employee to leave your employ, but you've got to force them to. I mean, think of that. This is more than significant. Gary and Dave, we are in a day where this is moving very fast, and the truth. Telling the truth, preaching the truth from the pulpit, speaking the truth in our homes is the only thing and the only way you push back against what's happening.
Gentlemen, I've got a question, and this goes to the heart of the dilemma that's going to be faced by the United States Supreme Court in the situation with Conestoga Wood there in Pennsylvania and Hobby Lobby. The owners of those businesses were told by the Supreme Court, you can have sincerely held religious beliefs, and in that situation, the sincerely held beliefs that they were maintaining was that we don't have to provide contraceptive coverage for our employees. employees. Well, how does that differ, gentlemen, from Jack Phillips, who is the owner of a bakery, who says, I have sincerely held religious beliefs, and those beliefs would prohibit me from participating in a gay wedding? How does that differ from Mr. Wells, Chaplain Wells, who basically is the head of his ministry, and he says, I believe homosexuality is sin? How do you say in one situation you can, the other situation you can't hold those beliefs? Does that make sense? Do you see where I'm going?
We do, but we're going to take a break right now, ladies and gentlemen, and we don't want you to go far away from your radio or your computer, because we're going to continue to talk about this war on Christianity. What is it? How would you define it? Why are we even facing these issues today? So don't go away. We will be back with more Stand in the Gap today from the American Pastors Network. After these messages, we trust that you'll stay with us.
Working for your liberty right here in Philadelphia. Broadcasting freedom shining light throughout the tri-state area. Streaming freedom shining light from Philly to the nations. 1180 shining forth, we are the Freedom Station.
WFYN. Fox News Radio, I'm Paul Stevens. The American flag flying over the U.S. Embassy in Havana, Cuba for the first time in 54 years.
We are certain that the time is now to reach out to one another as two peoples who are no longer enemies or rivals, but neighbors. Time to unfurl our flags, raise them up, and let the world know that we wish each other well.
Secretary of State John Kerry in Havana, Republican presidential candidate Jeb Bush at the Iowa State Fair calling the secretary's visit to Cuba a birthday present for Fidel Castro. A court victory for President Obama's executive orders on illegal immigrants.
A federal appeals court has thrown out a lawsuit brought by Sheriff Joe Arpaio in Maricopa County, Arizona, who argued that the president's actions were unconstitutional.
Fox Radio's John Decker at the White House. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Stand in the Gap Weekend with Sam Rohr and Gary Dull of the Pennsylvania Pastors Network features a message from one of the nearly 3,000 church leaders that are members of the Pennsylvania Pastors Network. The mission is to build a permanent network of pastors across the state that are dedicated to affirming the authority of Scripture and taking seriously the command to be salt and light in this culture. Every day, we're working to impact the nation's values by encouraging pastors to lead their churches in addressing today's toughest issues, including the deterioration of traditional marriage, pornography, sexual permissiveness, and abortion. You're invited to join us in the battle for truth.
Airing Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. and streaming Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. on our website, 1180WFYL.com.
Eagle Forum Pennsylvania will be hosting its 2015 Candidates Dinner on Thursday, August 20th at 6 p.m. at the Aronimink Golf Club. Please come and join Phyllis Schlafly at her Eagle Forum Pennsylvania dinner. Our special guest will be Congressman Alan West, the retired Lieutenant Colonel of the United States Army. Conservative values need to be defended now more than ever, so please join us on Thursday, August 20th, 2015 at 7 p.m. Find out more by calling 610-793-1800. That's 610-793-1800. Or email me at ed@eagleforum.org. Thanks and see you there.
You're listening to Stand in the Gap today, the daily radio program of the American Pastors Network. For more information, visit the APN website, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and walk through the resource library to find over 500 separate resources with more added every week. Our resource library is a collection of biblical worldview resources categorized according to selected topics like abortion, marriage, the Constitution, evolution and creation, and much more. The resource library is free to use and designed for pastors or anyone who wants to find the very best materials available to more effectively relate biblical truth on a full range of issues facing the culture. Again, visit the website today, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and find out how you can help reverse cultural decline, equipped with the best resources available. And now, let's rejoin the American Pastors Network and stand in the gap today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Stand in the Gap today, along with Sam Rohr and Gary Dahl and Dave Kistler. I'm Gary Dahl. We'll get it straight here in a moment. But, of course, if you have a question that you would like to ask or to participate in this particular discussion, please call us at 1-877-667-1180 or 610-539-8255. Again, I encourage you to go to our Stand in the Gap Radio website, which is www.standinthegapradio.com, and learn more about this particular program as well as the two other programs the American Pastors Network produces. And you can even learn something about those of us who are the hosts on this particular program. We're talking about a war that is apparently raging against Christianity. And there are many people out there who basically say, well, you know, you're just fabricating that. There is no such war against Christianity going on in the United States of America today. And yet we find circumstances like this that we're talking about, whether it's Chaplain David Wells not able to tell inmates that homosexuality is sinful, or as we mentioned in the last segment, Baker Jack Phillips not being being told that he must make cakes, wedding cakes for homosexuals, or whether you're talking about the freedom from religion saying that nativity scenes and Ten Commandments must be taken down and so forth and so on. And you know, you've got that. And then, of course, it seems like on certain occasions that even other religions such as Islam seemingly has more of a freedom in the United States of America than Christianity does in certain places and at certain times. And so, Sam, I want to ask you, is there really a war on Christianity today, or are we as Christians just fabricating it? And if there is a war on Christianity, how is it defined? What is it all about?
Gary, I would say that it's not a war that's being fought with guns and clubs at this point. But it is a spiritual battle. We talk about it a lot, but we are witnessing the effects of a spiritual conflict that's been underway for well over a generation in this country. Efforts to try and take and redo our history and to cut out the biblical underpinnings and to revise our history, which anybody who knows the history changes in our school's textbooks know how that's been insidiously done over a long period of time, but the increasing denial, Gary, of God's rule as manifested by the courts, from the matters of the court ruling that the killing of our babies, an abortion, is an acceptable thing, to the redefining of marriage, to the number of things that have taken place. There's been both an official denial of God's role as well as a very active strategic effort to remove it from our heritage, so that our children grow up believing something that really was not true. Gary, that is in fact a war, and ideological conflicts always precede, frankly, physical conflicts, whether they are in world wars that have engaged, but they're ideological conflicts that go first. We've just been in one here. I think that far too many Americans have just said, I don't want to believe that it's actually happening here in America, and surely America will always be like it always was. But Gary, that's not the history of the world, and that's not the history of mankind, and that's the kind of battle that we are in right now.
Sort of reminds me of what took place over in Russia before the communists came in. I mean, they just completely rewrote history. That's going on in America today, isn't it, Sam?
Well, Gary, it is. I mean, history repeats itself. Mm-hmm. I mean, when Germany fell to the advances of Nazism and what Hitler was doing, it was a very Christian nation. It was a very advanced, but yet they fell before that onslaught, because those who knew the truth began to twist it and failed to defend it, and they were rolled over, and that's happened in countries all across the world, and it's been happening here. And for anybody not to think that these United States, being historically the shining city on a hill and the purveyor and defender of freedom, and really the greatest advancer of the gospel of any nation across the history of the world, around the world, to think that this does not incur or attract the attacks of evil. We have to be totally disconnected from real life. We have been witnessing the attacks of evil for a long time, and I think too many here, including those who profess to be believers in Jesus Christ, have not done their part to understand where we've come from, and we've appreciated, I think, what we have too little, and therefore we're not defending it, and we defend it with truth. But we've got to defend it. We have to understand it, and we're not. So this is what's happening.
David, why do you think that this war in Christianity is thrust forward so rapidly in recent times? I mean, you know, it just seems like every day there's something else out there. Of course, there's always been a war against Christianity. There's always been a spiritual warfare going on. The Bible speaks of it, Ephesians chapter 6, 2 Corinthians 10, and other passages. But why has this war in Christianity thrust forward so much here in the United States of America recently?
Well, Gary, I don't think it's actually been moved forward recently and rapidly. It's been going on for a long time. It's been going on for decades. And I think the statement Sam made just moments ago is probably the most profound statement that's been made on the program today, and that is this: ideological conflict precedes physical conflict. The ideological battle, Gary and Sam, has been going on for decade after decade in America, and tragically, unfortunately, we as Christians and far too many pastors in the pulpit have not been engaged in the ideological battle. We have not been putting forward and advancing God's truth. We've not taken the truth of God from the church house out into the public marketplace and proclaimed it sufficiently. We've not encouraged our young people to train themselves and to go into places like the political framework, into journalism, into a host of other entities where culture gains its opinions about things. So Christianity has basically moved into the background and has not been at the forefront. And so for all these decades where the ideological war has been being waged, we've not been part of the process. So now here we are in the transition point from the ideological battle moving to the actual physical battle. And we see these myriad of examples like Jack Phillips and Chaplain Wells, whose First Amendment liberties are being infringed and they are losing them. And we, as a result, are all losing them as Christians. And we think it's come quickly. It's really not come quickly. It's moved insidiously and slowly in the background, and it's come to this place because we've not been engaged and involved.
So are you saying that the pastors in the pulpit have not been fulfilling their role from the biblical perspective?
I am, Gary, and I'm saying I didn't do it for a long time. You know, it's more of a recent occurrence for me. I've followed the political scene for a long time, but really, to be honest with you, man, except in the last 10 to 12 years, I was not near as involved as I should have been. I was not speaking into the culture like I should have been doing. I was not engaged, you know, in the legislature in Washington, D.C., and in our local legislature, as I'm endeavoring to do now and as I've been doing for the last 8 to 10 years in Washington, D.C. I was just not part of it. I had bought in, unfortunately, gentlemen, not fully, but I'd bought into enough of it. Well, you know, that's a dirty arena. I don't need to go there. The fact of the matter is we should have been there all along. Our founders and the preachers of the founding area were certainly involved in that arena. And because we've abandoned it, we are where we are.
Sam, you know, of course, here at the American Pastors Network, we do believe in getting involved in government because government is one of God's institutions, along with the church and the family. And we encourage pastors to get involved. We encourage Christians to get involved. But sometimes, Sam, I think that one of the reasons why this battle against Christianity is raging is not only because of the fact that the devil is, of course, is opposing anything that's called God, and not only because maybe we've not been involved with government as we should, but, you know, evangelism is something that is not really very active today. It is in certain places, but if we would see more people come to Jesus Christ, I think that we could see a great dent in this war and maybe start seeing more victories for Christ.
Well, Gary, I think that is correct. I mean, it starts with the proclamation of the gospel, mm-hmm. the fact that there is a hope. And that's what we talked about here down in Kentucky with what's taking place there, that in effect, the state coming and saying you cannot use the word sin. when dealing with those who juvenile delinquents in that case and are in need of help. If you cannot use the word sin, you cannot lead a person to the place of understanding redemption in Jesus Christ and salvation. So you rob the end of the opportunity to do that. But the presentation of the gospel, Gary, leads to the saving of a soul, transformation of a life, and then it goes to discipleship. And that is the part we're talking about here, actually living out what you believe and what God has done in your heart.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to continue to talk about this war in Christianity as we wrap up our program after these breaks, or after these messages, I should say. But the battle is real. We are to be soldiers for Jesus Christ. We'll be talking more about that when we return. This is Stand in the Gap Today from the American Pastors Network. Stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages.
Dishonest money dwindles away, but he who gathers money little by little makes it grow. A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. But have you ever stopped to ask how much is enough or how much is too much? Will the money you leave to your family come between them and God? Have you ever said, I am rich, I've acquired wealth, I don't need a thing? I believe that God increases our wealth not to increase our standard of living, but to increase our standard of giving. This is Roy Russell, president of the Life Financial Group, a Christian wealth advisory firm. We work with believers and especially widows to wisely manage the wealth and efficiently pass it on to their children and grandchildren. We are financial, tax, and estate planners. We help successful Christians make wise decisions with their money so they can better provide for their families and leave a legacy of significance. Please call me with your questions or to discuss your needs and desires at 800-688-5800. That's 1-800-688-5800 or online at thelifegroup.org. That's thelifegroup.org.
Securities and advisory services offered through Genios Wealth Management, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Deer might be fun to look at, but they can rub the bark off your trees overnight, creating thousands of dollars in damage. Ordinary tree wraps or stormwater pipe can't stand up to deer when they're rutting or in heat. Hi, I'm Jim Saunders, the creator of Tree Armor, the world's first and only spring-loaded tree guard. Tree Armor stands up to any buck, protecting young trees up to 4 inches thick from deer rubbing as well as power tools. It's infused with a natural cayenne pepper scent that repels deer before they can do damage to your trees. It's brown and almost invisible from a short distance, and Tree Armor is the only tree guard made in America using only EPA-approved vinyl, free of lead and heavy metals found in other imported products. Tree Armor is not available in stores, but you can buy it from the manufacturer at a huge discount. Go to our website, mytreearmor.com, and buy as many as you need from about $3 each. We even pay the postage. That's mytreearmor.com to protect your trees.
Jeff Bush here from Informed Family Financial Services, located right here in Norristown. Are you nearing the decision about Social Security? Are you aware of the unique claiming strategies available to you when it comes to your Social Security benefits? Don't make a snap decision. Give me a call today at 610-630-4495 to schedule your no-obligation consultation. That's 610-630-4495. Representative of USA Financial Securities, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
If you're looking for a healthy treat today, why not head down to TCBY Frozen Yogurt? It's located in the King of Prussia Mall, the Plaza section opposite L.L. Bean. They have shakes and smoothies and hot fudge sundaes and, yes, even mint chocolate chunk frozen yogurt. And if you tell them you're a listener of WFYL, receive a 10% discount. So today, why not? Head on down to TCBY Frozen Yogurt located in the King of Prussia Mall.
From the Pennsylvania Family Institute, I'm Michael Gear with today's Family Update. Candidates and politicians are fond of saying that our children are our future, only to then proceed to saddle them with unimaginable debt, thanks to out-of-control spending and massive government waste. I wish I had an instant solution for that, but I don't. But here at Pennsylvania Family Institute, we take seriously our commitment to the next generation, and one way we show it is with our City on the Hill Youth Leadership and Worldview Camp, held the last full week of July each summer. It's a life-changing week that helps teens discover and guide their God-given leadership skills for their own good and for the benefit of others. This year, we've got our best lineup of speakers ever, and we still have space for a few more high school teens to come. so don't let your high schooler miss it. For details, go to pafamily.org or call us at 1-800-FAMILY-1. That's 1-800-FAMILY-1.
You're listening to Stand in the Gap Today, the daily radio program of the American Pastors Network. For more information, visit the APN website, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and walk through the resource library to find over 500 separate resources with more added every week. Our resource library is a collection of biblical worldview resources categorized according to selected topics like abortion, marriage, the Constitution, evolution and creation, and much more. The resource library is free to use and designed for pastors or anyone who wants to find the very best materials available to more effectively relate biblical truth on a full range of issues facing the culture. Again, visit the website today, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and find out how you can help reverse cultural decline, equipped with the best resources available. And now, let's rejoin the American Pastors Network and Stand in the Gap Today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Stand in the Gap Today, where today we are talking about that war that is raging against Christianity, which really is a spiritual warfare, something that has been going on even since the days of Adam and Eve, right up until where we are today. Of course, we can see it in so many ways all around us. And before we went into the break, we were talking about how significant it is for pastors to be involved in government and to be involved in evangelism and to lead his church to be involved with government and evangelism, because these things would be used of the Lord as a witness. It would enable Christians and churches to be the salt and the light that God intends it to be, intends us to be in the dark world around us and so forth. But, you know, it's interesting to note in 2 Timothy chapter 2, that Paul says this to Timothy: "Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard from me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier." Now, Sam, we know that the Apostle Paul is speaking to Timothy here, but how can the average pastor, how can the average person in the pew apply that particular text in his or her own life today?
Well, Gary, We apply that by understanding our role. I believe one of the things that's helped me is understand our role as a Christian in this life. We're compared to we had a guest on, Jeff Nicholas, a couple weeks ago, who was a military pilot. Some folks may remember that, but he was using a military terminology to describe where we are. We are soldiers. We are termed ambassadors. We are told to put on the whole armor of God. We are taught about being in a conflict, in spiritual battle, and fighting not against flesh and blood. These are terminologies of contest and fight and aggressiveness. And of course, if we don't understand that, first of all, Gary, and Dave, we will not prepare ourselves. And I think if the devil has done one thing very well, he's convinced us that there is no fight. Or if you think in terms of conflict, that it's automatically something bad and to stay away from. I think our pastors in the pulpit must lay out what the Bible actually calls us to be, and how he terms this walk through life to be. If we do not start there, we can never even begin to think in terms of being equipped and putting on the helmet and putting on the breastplate of righteousness and having our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. These pictures, Gary, don't make sense to us if we're not being taught that we actually are in a conflict where it really does come down to the lives of our family and our friends and our neighbors, who, if they do not have a transformation in our life, are going to go to hell. This is a matter of life and death, truly.
Okay, and indeed it is, and I would agree 100%. And David, you know, as we read the scripture, Sam mentioned there Ephesians chapter 6. In 2 Corinthians 10, it talks about our weapons, and they are not carnal, but they're spiritual, to the pulling down of strongholds. And so if we would just use the weaponry that God has given to us, we would see more and more victories in this war that's raging against Christianity today.
Well, Gary, we would. And with all due respect to Sam, who just came back off of a two-day vacation, and with all due respect to you, Gary, who are getting ready to go on vacation, there is no vacation terminology used in the scripture. The terminology used that Sam referred to is warfare terminology. So we're in a warfare for the souls of men. We're in a warfare for culture itself. And if I could say this, the victory is going to start when God's people, we who are part of the body of Christ, repent of our sin. And one of the sins we need to confess to the Lord is our lack of involvement in the culture, in the area of civil government, in these areas that we surrendered to the forces of darkness, and now we're decrying the darkness the world has become. Well, it's become that to a large degree because we surrendered them. We were not salt and light in those arenas. So we repent of our sin, and then we live courageously. And really, guys, there is no other Christian living other than courageous Christian living. And we pray, anticipating that God's going to observe our repentance, hear our prayers, revive his church, and then turn our nation back to his righteousness. And so gentlemen, really, it starts with us. We can change no one else until we change ourselves. We can impact no one else until we let God change us. And so that's the beginning point. But yes, Gary, you're right. Victory may be difficult at this point, but it is by no means impossible.
Well, and of course, there is that challenge given to us there in 2 Timothy 2, Dave, where it says in verse 4, no man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. So many times as Christians, we do entangle ourselves with the affairs of this life, and that weakens us.
Well, it does indeed, Gary, and entangling ourselves in the affairs of this life does not mean involvement in the political arena or governmental things. It means being involved and entangled with the philosophy of this world, where we love the materialism and the things of this world more than we love God. That's the entanglements to which Paul is referring there in 2 Timothy. But no, when we get ourselves untangled, unleashed, unharnessed from the weights that we're carrying of this world around us, then we can not only speak with real authority and power, we can live with real authority and power in this world. And that's what has an impact.
Sam, your final comments on this thought.
Well, Gary, we are commanded, our tools are the truth of God's word. The truth will prevail, meaning when we stand on the truth, stand in the gap for truth, when we move forward with the truth, the gates of hell will not be able to withstand it. We have victory. Dave has talked about it. In Jesus Christ, because ultimately we know that the strength is not in our own bodies, but it is what God can do through the proclamation and understanding of the truth of his word, which is eternal and will be as the final judge of the world. All who disobey will one day bow before him. That truth, that victory is what we have, Dave and Gary. And if we have that, we ought not be shrinking in fear, but we ought to be moving forward with great confidence, not the spirit of fear, as Paul told. We don't have the spirit of fear, but we have power and of love and of a sound mind. That's our attitude. That's where we ought to be.
And Sam, we declare and live that truth with unmistakable volume. So let's get at it.
And Romans 8:37 says, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Remember that, more than conquerors. A conqueror is one who wins. One who is a more than conqueror, which is who we are in Christ. We have the potential never to lose. Well, you folks have a great weekend. The Lord willing, on Monday, Stand in the Gap Today, we'll be back with Dave and Sam. I will be on vacation, as Dave says. But until Monday, keep looking up, because we know the best is yet to come. There's no doubt about that.
We hope you've enjoyed listening to Stand in the Gap today with Sam Rohr, Gary Dahl, and David Kistler. Brought to you by the American Pastors Network. Every day on this station, we address the most urgent issues undermining the culture from a biblical and constitutional perspective. APN takes seriously the command to be salt and light in this culture. Our mission is to declare truth into the public square, bringing a biblical worldview to the issues of the day. We seek to build a dynamic network of pastors across the nation who hold firmly to the authority of Scripture and boldly preach the whole counsel of God. This ministry is supported through the prayers and financial support of people like you, and we urge you to do all you can to help the American Pastors Network accomplish this mission. To learn more, visit www.AmericanPastorsNetwork.net and help us with your donation today. Find out how we're impacting the culture and how you can join in the mission.
If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. 2 Chronicles 7:14. WFYL reminds you to pray for America.